Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. New information emerging from an independent probe may be connected to the unsolved murders of Molly Bish in 2000 and Holly Perainen in 1993 in Massachusetts. The Worcester Telegram and Gazette is reporting that a private investigator says he has found possible links between those deaths and a man who currently is in prison for raping a young girl. Telegram reporter Kim Ring has followed up on the potential leads, and she joins us this morning to fill us in. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Your reporting starts with private investigator Daniel Malley, a former state trooper. Tell us, please, how he came upon these possible connections between convicted child rapist Gerald Battistoni and the murders of Molly Bish and Holly Perainen.
Dan Malley works for Allegiant Investigations out of Worcester. He had been working on an independent case and discovered some information about a young rape victim in the Palmer area and was able to track her down. She, for the first time, confessed that, yes, she had been raped by Jerry Battistoni probably 100 times or more. And in the course of looking at her and her history, what Dan discovered was that Jerry Battistoni had been in the Sturbridge area around the time Holly was missing and had actually been stalking his rape victim in that area. And then some further investigating revealed that around the time Molly disappeared, the young woman who he had been raping was living close to Commons Pond, where Molly was a lifeguard. And Dan has, you know, really adamantly said that he didn't set out to get involved in either of these high-profile cases. But there was way too much information here about Jerry Battistoni that seemed to be linked to Holly and Molly, and he felt compelled to keep investigating. We know he's brought that information to the district attorneys, the Worcester district attorney, who is investigating Molly's case, and the Springfield district attorney, who's been looking into Holly's case.
Now, what are you hearing from those offices about this new information?
Well, we know that they have the information. We did speak with Worcester District Attorney Joe Early Jr. yesterday. He told us Jerry Battistoni is one of several people that's on their radar screen in connection with the Bish case. I did speak with Captain Peter Higgins out in Springfield. They are aware of Jerry Battistoni. They were the agency that prosecuted him for the rapes, and he said they mounted a vigorous prosecution on the case that they were able to prove. Certainly there are a lot of people of interest in both of these cases, and I think now is the time to either work to rule Jerry Battistoni in or out as a suspect.
Well, as part of that, you have a photo of Battistoni next to a sketch of the suspect in the Molly Bish case, and there's a strong resemblance, but of course other men have resembled the sketch. What makes Battistoni stand out among the various suspects over the years?
We've seen a lot of people that look like that sketch, and I think walking down the street any day you could see a lot of men that look similar. The problem with Jerry Battistoni is we need to explain why he's in these areas at the same time. He has a penchant for collecting young girls' underwear. He's made some of his partners wear young girls' underwear. He's acted out rape fantasies, one including a former wife of his who told us that she was asked to say that she was only 10 years old while he was having sex with her. So some of these things are very disturbing. Holly Perainen was 10 years old when she was abducted and murdered.
What reactions have you encountered from the families of Molly Bish and Holly Perainen?
I think it's been similar to some of the reactions we've seen when other suspects have emerged, in that they're very hopeful. I think they're cautiously optimistic every time this happens. You know, this has been 11 years for the Bish family, 1993 for the Perainen family. I think they've been on this roller coaster long enough to know that you have to be cautious in your optimism.
Have you found in your reporting any frustration that police department investigations in the Bish and Perainen disappearances had not previously looked at the Battistoni angle?
I think both cases are very difficult to solve. There's Holly Perainen wasn't found for 11 weeks. Molly's remains weren't found for 3 years. So if there was some critical evidence at those sites where those girls were left, it may well have been gone at that point.
How did the private investigator, Dan Malley, wind up connecting with you?
It's interesting. He actually had talked with other reporters who weren't interested in the story. And then when he came to me, I've been following the Bish story since 2000 when Molly disappeared. And the bullet points that he brought to us about Jerry Battistoni were very compelling. And I've worked with a private investigator before on the Bish case, and there's been a lot of folks that were interesting suspects and characters that were around that could have been looked at. None as strong as Jerry Battistoni from what I've seen.
Kim Ring, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
Kim Ring is a reporter for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. This is 90.9 WBUR.